Thank you, Mr. President. As recommended by the group of governmental experts on laws in August, Australia strongly supports continued discussion on laws through the GEA process in 2019. We also support the extension of the mandate, and we also support a 10-day, sort of meeting period. Like others, we also like to acknowledge and place on record our appreciation for the excellent work done by Ambassador Gill in his capacity as chair of the GGE process. As we have said in the past, Mr. President, we believe that the CCW is the most appropriate forum for this discussion. We are pleased to see that there is an emerging broad consensus on this point, at least. In developing a mandate for the GGE in 2019, Australia believes that the GGE should foster or encourage an open discussion on the benefits and the challenges of using autonomous technologies in open systems. We have no doubt that autonomous technology provides benefits, including avoidance of civilian casualties in military conflict. Humanitarian outcomes should be considered more closely by the GGE in 2019, noting that this was not a focus of discussions in 2017 and 2018. Australia believes that, like any other weapon system or method of warfare, laws must comply with international humanitarian law. We look forward in particular to the ongoing discussion in the GGE on the characteristics of laws, human involvement in the use of lethal force, as well as the process of reviewing laws in accordance with Article 36 of Additional Protocol 1 of the Geneva Conventions. At the same time, Mr. President, Australia would like to see discussions on laws more grounded in the realities of military conflict, including how human control is exercised in modern military conflicts. We also believe that uncontrolled or unpredictable weapon systems have no military utility or use. As we have said in the past, Mr. President, Australia considers a ban on laws to be premature at this stage. There is some disagreement, as we can see, about as to whether laws as described in these meetings exist or are a viable future weapon systems. With this in mind, Mr. President, we look forward to working constructively with other delegates, including the incoming new GGE chair in 2019. Thank you.